Santa's mother of quadruplets were 36 years old. One thing that we did when the kids would be arguing would be they needed to express themselves, but they needed to learn self-control too. But we would say that the two that were arguing had to sit on a bench, sit side by side with their hands folded, and they could argue as much as they wanted to in a whisper. And usually within about 3 minutes, they're cracking up, just busting up, laughing. I'd say that started at about age 4. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Now they sit on the bench and whisper to each other. Hey, listen, you know what you did, Janet? You made a little fun, but you held them accountable. You know, we did a program earlier, in fact, last week on this parenting up and powering down. You parented up, but you powered down. You realize, hey, we can do some things in parenting here. Raise a responsible adult. Do it in an encouraging way and a helpful way. Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. We're going to one of the core topics of our ministry. And it's from a book that actually I wrote, a resource book and study called Raising Responsible Adults. And one of the questions we pose in there is, you know, when you're raising your kids, when you're all said and done with it, if you were to think of one measurement to say, hey, I think we raised a responsible adult, what would it be? If you were to look back and say, that was one thing I could kind of hang on to say, hey, we raised a responsible adult, would you tell me what that is? I'd love to hear that live on our storyline today. Just tell me, hey, Randy, here's the one thing that I think is important to raise a responsible adult. 888-888-1717. When you get there, just prompt for the comment line. 888-888-1717. And as a reminder, the program today is a best of Intentional Living from our archive. So the callers for the program itself have already been set, but we'd love to hear you on our storyline at 888-888-1717. How do you know when you've raised that responsible adult if you were to measure one thing? For me, it's pretty clear. They love God. They respect people. Now, those are two ways of I sort of measuring how they become responsible adults. What do you think? Come and join us. Talking about raising a responsible adult today from Intentional Living.
I listen to my daughter. She's a teenager. And I make sure that my daughter knows that I love her. I tell her she is the best gift I've ever been given. And praise God, I just love her with all my heart. And I just want to thank you guys for your ministry.
So I welcome you to the Intentional Living today where, you know, together we're going to discover again about God's loving intentions for you as a parent. And that's the question. How are you going to know you've been successful in raising a responsible adult? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Got a couple of scriptures for you to get started. Psalm 127, 3 through 5 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb, not fruit of the loom, by the way, fruit of the womb is his reward, capital H, his reward. So are children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full. Psalm 127. A couple of things there I think are important as we get started talking about parenting today. You got to, if you want to be successful as a parent, you got to view parenting as a legacy job. It's not a burden. You're talking about legacy. You're talking about long term. There's a second little thing kind of hidden away in that verse I don't know if I've ever heard talked about. So are children of one's youth. Parenting is for young people. Any grandparent listening and you're raising your grandkids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Parenting is for young people. God intends for young people. The downside of that is you're a young person and you don't have all the life experiences. Grandparents, we look back and say, wow, if I could do it over again, these are some things I'd do, you know, in a different way to raise a responsible adult. But you're right there in the trenches, you know, fighting in the manure of the daily activities of raising your kids. And so, but it certainly is for young people, right? There's a second verse. This is interesting. Paul says this. He's giving an indication that he's coming to share with the church at Corinth. And he says, now for the third time, I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but I seek you. And he goes on to say, for children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children, 2 Corinthians 12:14. There's a principle here that I think is really important as we talk about raising a responsible adult. Parenting at every stage, listen, every stage from the changing the diapers to going to your son or daughter's wedding is about giving. It's not about taking. We have to have a maturity factor in raising our kids, right? It's about giving. It's not about taking. These are some principles about living intentionally. Coming up a little bit, I'm going to give you some one things here today too, some really powerful things, and I'm going to challenge you before our half hour is up to take one thing for the next 30 days to be intentional about in your life. Come on, join me. When you look back, or maybe you have looked back, how do you measure success? What are you going to measure about yourself? Is it something that is an outcome based on how your kids are behaving or what they've done as adults? Or is it about you and how you have raised your kids? Or if you have a question for me, the line is open. We're talking about raising responsible adults. Telephone number is 888-888-1717. You know, there are benefits whenever you make God's intentions for you as a parent your intentions for you as a parent. Parenting is a high calling. It has a generational impact, parents. You are impacting the next generation. My mom used to say often that she was sending children and grandchildren into a time that she would never see. That's a profound thought, that your kids, generationally, as you look at the, you know, we're so interested today in how these charts flow and where families come from. You got kids coming through you and grandkids down the road, and you have generational impact. The joy may not come until later, but parents, listen, it's not over. If you're feeling like you're struggling today, you feel like you're lost today, you're not. Hang in there. All right, Christina, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Hi.
Good. Welcome. Hey, well, how are you going to measure this thing of being successful as a parent, raising a responsible adult?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have two teenagers right now, so it's like coming short, you know, where they're going to head off to school and everything. And I have two older ones, 19 and 17, and a 12-year-old little girl. So it's like, I think what's important is that they have Christ in their heart and they follow what God wants for them. And we do go to church every Sunday and pray all the time, but I feel like from what my mother has raised, she had raised 13 kids, and my mother and father are right now 92 years old, and they're 72 years of marriage with 13 kids and wow. Tons of grandchildren, and they're the sweetest couple. And right now I think that I remember as a child that's what my mother did, was on her hands and knees praying before bedtime, and I remember that very often when I was like 12 years old. So just be founded in Christ and just solid in that, you know.
Well,
I know that I think with the kids when they're teenage years they may part, but hopefully they'll come back.
Yeah,
you know, you,
well, that's what the scripture says. It says in Proverbs 22:6, you're acquainted with it, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old he won't depart from it. And that's a promise. And knowing the unique bent of the child, praying for the child, investing in the child. But once that bent starts to grow, that's the direction it's going to head. And what I'm fascinated by, though, is your parents, 13 kids. How did mom ever have time to pray?
Oh, my goodness. That was major for my mother. She, you know, dad worked really hard. He was a mechanic. He worked very hard, and he would have everybody's cars at my father's house on weekends working on cars, and she stayed at home. She stayed at home raising the kids, so, and that was important for her, was to be raised with knowing God and, you know, how important that was. And it's hard now because of the devices. All the kids have, you know, their phones and their devices.
Oh, I think parents have, parents raising kids today, you guys have, it may feel like an impossible task because of that, because you have all of these distractions. Now, we've always had distractions, but today, the peer groups, the social media, the internet, just media and entertainment in general is huge in terms of distracting kids. But what's fascinating, Christine, is you recall your mother on her knees, on her face before God, praying for 13 kids and her family. Our kids need to see it, not only hear it, they need to see it from us. They need to see God's real in our life. Intentional living is something that begins on the inside. It's who we are. If we want to raise a responsible adult, a godly responsible adult, that begins on the inside. That's an inside job. And your mom gave that, and it sounds like it's something you're passing on to your kids. Christina, thank you for your call. You can join us today. Our phone lines are open. And the question before us is, when you look back, this is to get you thinking. When you look back, what are some things you'd like to say, hey, that's how I measured success. I worked toward this. Now, maybe it's, remember, it's something you're doing. The outcome with your kids may be different than you expect. But the fact is, you can look back without regrets. What is it? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. I've got some one things coming down the pike here in the next few minutes that I think, grab one, do it for 30 days, see what difference it makes. This is Intentional Living.
My one thing is I have four adult children, the youngest being twins who are 18. And after listening to your show, I'm going to pick a scripture that pertains to each child individually, so a separate one for each one, and pray that scripture for 30 days for each child. I haven't prayed a scripture over each one of them like I'm planning to do for these 30 days after listening to your show. I was preparing for the day, and I put your show on, and I thought, what could I do differently? And this is what I'm going to do. I love your show, and you give us ideas and put thoughts in our heads that we don't typically have, and I've listened forever.
Putting thoughts in your head, that's good. I hope they're good thoughts. Hey, thank you, Sharon. Listen, I'm glad you turned the radio on, enjoying Intentional Living. It makes you think, and maybe it's going to make you think. I mean, Sharon saying, hey, I had an aha moment. Here's one thing I'm going to be doing for my kids for the next 30 days or beyond. What one thing could you be doing in your home for 30 days, every day, that would make a big difference, or at least some difference, in helping raise a responsible adult? Here's a promise. If you find that that's working at the end of 30 days and you've been consistent in doing it for 30 days, the likelihood that you've developed a new habit is very high. And here's really here's sort of the trick of this whole thing. At the end of the 30 days, we're hoping you'll pick another 30 days and have it add another thing into that. Think about it. At the end of a year, if you could have 12 new habits of parenting, 12 new things that you're doing in parenting that become habits, man, you've just changed the trajectory of your family, of your life, of your kids for the future. We're talking raising responsible adults. Here's the question. What one thing would you start with for the next 30 days? If you've got a one thing in mind and you're committing to it, hey, listen, not just it's a good idea, but I'll do it. I'll send you a one thing wristband from Intentional Living. We'll put the postage on and send it to you. Ask you to wear it every day during 30 days. Let me know at the end of 30 days, what did you do? How did it work? Tell me about it. All you have to do to get the wristband is go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
If you just joined us, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, together, we are discovering again the God's loving intentions for you as a parent. He has good intentions for you as a parent. And if you're feeling burdened, if you're feeling a lack of peace, if you're finding that you don't have joy in what you're doing, you're not in the sweet spot that God has intended for you. Now, I didn't say that you wouldn't be tired or at times feel a little discouraged or overwhelmed. That's just part of the process. But if in your own spirit, you just know that's not where God has you to be as a parent, we're here to help you today understand that God's intentions for you as a parent in raising those responsible adults is a loving intention. And we're going to give you some one things that you can do in just a few moments. Before we do, though, I'd love to have you come and join me. We're talking today and asking the question to get you thinking, when you look back down the road, how are you going to measure success? Because you know what? I can tell you right now, you're not going to remember what you did today a week from now, probably. I mean, when you look back, it'll be moments that you'll remember. It'll be attitudes that you'll remember. It won't be the busyness. It won't be all the stuff you're doing. We get lost and distracted with all the stuff, and now with all of the added distractions with social media and all the things that can pull our families apart, you're going to remember the goals that you set and the relationships that you developed. So how are you going to measure success? Why don't you join us? 888-888-1717. Joan did that from Arizona. Hi there, Joan.
Yes, hello. Good to be on your program. Love your program. I've been listening to it for many, many years because I'm a grandma now. So I just was going to reflect and have reflected on what the few things that you said, what changed you. And your program helped, and my Bible study helped, to God, of course, first. But my children, I was kind of putting the things that I really wanted to do career-wise and sports-wise in front of my children. And I almost was losing my teenagers at one point, and I just decided, stop. I'm going to stop. And I gave it all up, and I backtracked, and I turned around, and I started studying God's word more, and I started forgiving my husband and keeping my marriage. And I think those two things saved, obviously, with God overlooking it and wisely directing me and me studying. And I think that's what saved it. And now I'm just so proud that they're all married and they're wonderful, and they're my friends, and my husband and I are still married. We're in our older ages. So your age, sort of like same ages.
You know, it would have been a lot easier, Joan, you know this, a lot easier back then to just let the whole thing blow up and just keep doing what you're doing. It wasn't the easiest thing. But something prompted you to say, enough of this, it's not working.
Yeah, it was him. It was him teaching me, if what I've forgiven you for, Joan, you need to forgive him. You need to forgive him. So that was a monumental step, which touched my heart deeply, and I just knew that he was real and there, and he's the one I want to listen to. And ever since then, it's not saying everything's easy, but I'm just blessed beyond measure. So
fantastic.
I'm grateful.
Well, thank you, Joan.
Stick together and, I mean, stick with her husband. You know, everybody has bumps. We bumps in the road, but you know, seek help when they need it. Your program is wonderful. There's Bible studies. We have one. But to stick with God and wisdom, and don't give up, because your children will.
Amen to that. Thank you, Joan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Grandma Joan from Arizona calling. You know, there's a dam sometimes that seems to be holding back, maybe in your life, that peace or happiness, that sense of meaning or freedom or hope that you'd like to experience as a parent. There's like a dam that seems to be holding that back. And I'm convinced after watching people, working with people, I'm a people watcher, and looking at scripture, that at the end of the day, when your intentions in life, whatever they are, intentions are things that you really, really are important to you, right? It's even stronger than a goal. We all have goals, but intention is kind of like that stretching towards something. That's what intention means. When you take your intention as a parent, and you just heard it with Joan, and align it with God's intention, see, there's the alignment. When you get that thing out of alignment, it's like a musical instruments that are not in tune. You can kind of hear the song, but it's irritating, right? And we got to get that sense of being in tune with God's intention. When we have those in alignment, there's some really powerful things that can happen in your life. And that dam that's holding back that sense of freedom and hope and happiness in your parenting would be that the alignment of God's intention for you as a parent and for parenting and yours need to really be one and the same. It's a powerful thing. I want to give you some really practical one things that you can do in just a couple minutes. In this first decade of life, it's basically you and me with our family. We're relating to the family that we've been dropped into, that God chose us to be dropped into for whatever reason. And there we are. And the big issue we see, the big challenge that we face in this first decade of life is, can I trust these people? Now, we're not thinking that when we're 5 years old, but we're experiencing it.
The decades of life, you think about, I don't know how many decades you've lived, I've lived several, and every decade has a different challenge, and that first decade is really trust. Do I belong? Do I matter? Do I fit in? And a lot of that goes on unconsciously, but it happens in our family. And frankly, some of you, in that first decade of life, from birth to age 10 or so, you know, you didn't find security. You didn't find that you belonged. You didn't find safety. And you've wrestled with that. You've had to go through some issues in your life as a result of that. You know what? You go right into the next decade carrying some of that baggage, in the next decade and the decade after that. And so one of the most important lessons I've ever taught, and one I wish I had heard when I was a young person, young man, is this one on the topic of being intentional during the decades of life. And so, members, it's already coming your way here mid-month. You probably received it by now. Can I encourage you, don't just put it off in a file somewhere, but play it with the family. Listen to it. Talk about it. Talk about your experience through each of the decades of your life and the things they're going to be experiencing. You could change the trajectory of your kids, talking about raising a responsible adult by doing this. Do that, would you? Watch for it. New members, come and join us. We'll get it to you. We're wrapping up this month of June, our fiscal year. Need your help. We have some friends who are adding $10,000, dollar for dollar match for every gift. And boy, do we need your help right now to close this year strong. Would you go to theintentionallife.com? That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I was listening to your radio station, and you were asking, is it better to be a friend or to be a parent with children? Unfortunately, I wasn't walking with the Lord at the time, and I raised my son as a friend. I even smoked with him, and I know a lot of parents that are doing that. And unfortunately, he's a very spoiled, angry young man. A lot of things happened to him that made him angry. It wasn't about me not parenting him, but I see the results of spoiling him. You know, I don't think it's a wise choice. I think, could I do it over again? He's 31 now, so it's too late, but I would have given him a lot more discipline and love. And, you know, had I been able to do it over again, I would have asked the Lord into my life and become, you know, a believer. Try to walk the way that he wants me to walk rather than in the way that I think I should walk or my parents told me I should walk or they showed me I should walk until I learned the way. And the way is with the Lord. And it's biblical that if you don't use the rod of discipline, then you spoil the child. And that's exactly what happened.
You know, today we're talking about raising a responsible adult, which is a good thing. But raising a responsible, God-honoring adult is a great thing. And it begins at home with you. And when I talk about intentional living, I think it's important to understand that it begins in your home, begins with you. I'd ask the question, do you know Christ personally? Do you know who he is? Do you have the power of the Holy Spirit? Because I'm going to give you some one things you can do in a moment, which will make a difference in your life, because I've seen it with parents we've worked with. But I would be remiss if I didn't challenge you to make sure that you know Christ personally. If you don't, I would challenge you today to invite him into your life. We have a free booklet on that first one step that you can take in your life. It's available at our website. It's our gift to you. Hey, I'm going to give you five things to think about, practical things that I've seen work with parents. And I'm going to ask you to pick one thing and then tell me for the next 30 days, one of these or one that you've picked, that you would like to work on as you raise a responsible adult in your home. Maybe together, over these next 30 days, you craft a family mission statement. Include the kids, sitting down with the kids and saying, talking about your life and what's important to your family. You're taking charge. You're the parents, right? But you're talking about, what's our mission? Why are we here? You get a chance to really talk to your kids about their values, about life, about what's important. I can guarantee you, if you sit down and spend a few days to work on a mission statement for your family, sounds a little formal, doesn't it? Right? Your kids will never forget that. When they're 30 years old or whatever, they'll look back and say, I remember that weird week when Dad talked about mission statement, but he did it, and Mom and Dad together, and we did it, and now that's something I want to do with my kids. See? Or how about this? How about for the next 30 days, you don't argue in front of the kids? You close the doors and go behind closed doors to talk about your disagreements. Your kids don't need to hear you disagreeing, because I'll tell you, when you do, you might be instilling in them a sense of insecurity. Kids, remember, kids are great at hearing, but they're terrible at interpreting. And so they hear it, but they don't understand it. Now, you understand it. The kids are interpreting it through their own weird lens of what they see their friends' parents divorcing, and they see all the problems going on in other homes. So do it behind closed doors. Here's another idea. How about speaking 5 words of encouragement to your kids every day? There's an assignment for you. Find 5 ways every day to speak truth and love into your kids' lives. Or how about this one? Stand together in discipline and then follow through with logical, natural consequences. There's power in parenting. If you're married and you're together in the home, if you can stand together, boy, there's nothing worse than having a division when it comes to parenting. And single parents, God bless you. I know that's tough. You got moms, single moms, you know, you got to, what do I tell parents? Got to parent up and power down. In other words, have a backbone, follow through consistently. And then how about this? Here's one. How about praying together for your children every day? Very practical thing. Now, that may not be, I gave you 5 things. You may have your own thing. You know what? I'd love to have you tell me what one thing you will commit to intentionally for the next 30 days and share it with us. You can do it on Facebook/intentionalliving. You can call our comment line at 888-888-1717. And after the show, you can press number 2, take you to the comment line, and join us. Listen, we focused on God's loving intentions for you as a parent. His intentions are good, the scripture says. He doesn't look for evil. His goal is not to discourage you or drag you down. And in fact, if you're feeling discouraged, overwhelmed, and it's an ongoing process, and you're feeling like you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, that is not of God. God has something better for you. Now, I know you get tired, we all do, but I'll tell you, we're in this together. So come and share with us. Thank you for your prayers. Thanks to members for your support. You can join us online with a lot of information on our conferences and resources, and joining in as a member as well. Go to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And members, thank you for your faithfulness in monthly support, regular support for Intentional Living. For the team here at the Intentional Living Center, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow from Intentional Living.